Evening, I'm here with D-grade coach Danny Lubbert. Dan is just taking on the job for the D-grade, who's on the sidelines for the next 12 months or so, probably the next 15 months, I guess. Our D-grade side took on their first opponents in the weekend. We had a round two game against Palm Beach. It was the first time for our D-grade side. Dan, what did you think?
It was a good game for them, for a bunch of girls that have just come in together sort of in the last couple of weeks. They did really well. So we've got four girls come up from our cameo side, which is our grade below D grade, so our underages coming up. So I think they did really well for their first game.
Yeah, fantastic. Like that partnership that we do have, cameos, is obviously paying fruition to make a D-grade side. The club's pretty proud of that. So was there also a couple of girls who made their debut, like first game in netball as well?
Yeah, there was Bianca, Keely, and we had Catherine from cameos debut on the court on Saturday.
Nice. And like, what do you think? What was the glass half full from the game? What do you think of the positives out of it were?
Our positives were the getting the ball down the court as confidently as they can, doing a lot of ring work, trying to get the ball into our shooters, and our defence just doing what they do, get the rebounds and getting the ball down to our shooters.
And Morno this week, they got a D-grade side, I take it, as well. Do you know that yet?
Yeah, they do. Yep. So our game's at 10, so we're looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a good competition. Looking over from their last week's games and stats that were on the internet, looks like it'll be a good game for our D-graders, evenly matched. So we'll see what they bring out.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Awesome.
Last week, our C-grade took on Pines' B-grade.
Bomb Beach.
We played Pines the week before, though. We lost by a couple.
Then Bomb Beach
last week.
Yep.
Two close losses for the C grade. It's been a tough start for Jen. The girls have actually been playing pretty well, though. What's your take of things?
Well, I'm really happy with how C grade are playing. They're keeping their game close up and down. So they're not losing by lots in their quarters and half times. They're pretty much even right way through. It's just, that one or two goals that they need in that little bit extra. So no, they're doing really well.
They had the Twin Towers, Lisa and Tanya, playing round one against Pines. Did that happen again on round two?
No, not this time round. We had we had Mel come up from D grade to play in our C grade side, and we had little Laura. She rocked it in goal attack and goal shooter. So, yeah.
And also, obviously, we take on Mornington in the C grade. How did the Morningtons gone so far? How did they go last week?
I'm not sure how the C grade Mornington side went last week, but I reckon we'll be pretty much even again. And I actually reckon we'll get a win on the board for our C graders, so it's looking good.
Yeah, well, they've done a cracking effort the first two rounds. Like, the scoreboard has been disappointing for them, but their effort and intensity has just been unbelievable. So good on them. For Jen's sake and the girls, I hope they do get up. I take it you're not going to be there Saturday night?
No, I'll definitely be there Saturday night. Yeah, rocking the beer pong, but I'll be definitely playing fizz pong instead.
Yeah.
Not being able to drink.
Yeah, fair enough. It's being a responsible mother to be
That's it. So I can't wait. I'm pumped. It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, should be a great night for the club. So I look forward to it. All right, thank you for your time tonight, Dan.
That's all right.
And I'll see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday, guys.